The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I want to read to you some statements from the PDE, Parents Defending Education, an organization that they say, and I'm not questioning, represent 427,000 parents across America. And they're not happy about the Biden Justice Department basically threatening parents. If you speak up forcefully in a school board meeting, yeah, well, you're a domestic terrorist, which is basically the truth. But before I get into that, I'll read some quotes here in just a moment while I'm thinking about it. Most of you know about the controversy with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is near and dear to the folks here in Ohio because of his tenure at Ohio State University, his winning ways, his reputation for being a winner and so forth. And then of course, he resigned. Coach Day took his place. He was off for a while, did an excellent job as a TV commentator, and then took the job with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think everyone knew what a difficult time he was going to have in rebuilding the Jaguars. Well, he has been under severe, and I mean severe, criticism in the sports world. By the way, he has handled things in Jacksonville. He literally has become a punching bag for a lot of sports writers. He can't make the transition between college to the NFL and, you know, blah, 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 blah. They have not lost a game. They were winning against the Cincinnati Bengals, and then they lost. And, well, I believe it was the day after the loss. He, instead of traveling back to Jacksonville with the team, he stayed here and he came to Columbus. He came from Cincinnati up to Columbus, as most of you know. He owns a restaurant bar here in Columbus. Well, to get to the tragic part of it, evidently he had a few too many drinks. He was drinking pretty heavily. He's never been. Well, I don't want to call him a loser. He has never had a series of losses in his entire professional career. He's a winner. He doesn't lose. And he has now been losing. And, well, he wanted to blow off some steam, I guess. He began drinking. And there was a whole lot of drinking going on. And a young female, she's been identified as a college student, whether she is or not, I don't know. But a young female begins dancing very provocatively in front of Urban Meyer. I guess it was almost like a lap dance. And instead of running like Joseph did, he sat there and enjoyed it. And that video went viral, and then a second video came out that is even worse, And it's being reported that the second video says he is groping this young girl. Well, he is in terrible hot water. The owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars has called his conduct inexcusable. True. The owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars said he's going to have to earn his respect. Urban Meyer has spoken twice to the team, to the media. He has taken responsibility. I was dumb. I was stupid. I did something terrible, horrible. I am so sorry. I should have left. I shouldn't have done it. And I would imagine his remorse is genuine. But my heart aches for his wife and his children. Now, why do I even bring this up? To pile on Urban Meyer? No, I don't know Urban Meyer, never met him. I've respected him as a coach and so forth. But here's the reason I bring it up. Number one, I say this all the time, you're going to get caught. He's an intelligent man. What in the world was he thinking? He is in a public place with dozens and dozens of people around him, and he is doing something that he knew was wrong. Don't ever put yourself in that kind of place. So that's number one. Number two, no one is above doing something stupid. Nobody. Nobody is above doing something stupid. And that's why you don't put yourself in compromising positions. You don't do it. Don't put yourself in a place where there is potential to do something really wrong, something really dumb, something really stupid. And then here's my third point, which some of you are not going to like. Here is another reason why I want nothing to do with booze. That's why I am a teetotaler. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm not condemning you. I'm not judging you if you think social drinking is fine and all that. I am just expressing my opinion. You have every right to your opinion. I have every right to my opinion. Very, very, very little good comes out of alcohol. The consumption of alcohol. Very, very, very little good. I don't know all the details, but I can almost promise you Urban Meyer never would have allowed himself to be in the position that he was if he hadn't been drinking. He's discouraged. He's never lost. He's under attack by a whole lot of people. He was humiliated, and he's going to drown his sorrows in a few drinks, and he's going to party. That's never the answer. And I know that many people are saying, well, Bob, I know how to control my alcohol. I never, ever drink to excess. Good. I'm glad. I am thrilled. But there is always the potential. And if you don't drink at all, there is no potential whatsoever. And the more I see, the more I observe, the more I watch, the more convinced I am. I don't need it, don't want it, have no desire for it. And I see very, very little good coming out of drinking. My opinion. That's just my opinion.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, now that I've offended about half of my audience, Let's go back to this story about the Justice Department of the United States calling parents who speak out in school board meetings domestic terrorists. Yeah, the people who are burning down buildings, turning over police cars, attacking police, setting police cars on fire. They were never called domestic terrorists. The people who burned down a police precinct in Minnesota. No. They were not domestic terrorists. They were frustrated people expressing their frustration. The people who set up an autonomous zone in the middle of Seattle, an armed camp where even police were not allowed, where people actually died and millions of dollars worth of looting occurred. They weren't domestic terrorists. They were frustrated citizens. They were people concerned about justice, but they weren't domestic terrorists. Oh, no. But parents who show up to school board meetings and get angry and may even raise their voice, they are domestic terrorists. At least that is what the National School Board Association has alleged to the Justice Department, and that's why the Justice Department is now enrolling the FBI all across America. They are demanding that local law enforcement within the next 30 days meet with the FBI to decide how they're going to deal with parents. Yeah. Well, in response to all of this, this organization called Parents Defending Education has basically said, hey, wait just a minute. They have released a statement about the thinly veiled threat, quote, unquote, to silence parents angry about COVID-related mandates and woke teaching like CRT. They have released this statement. Again, this is from an organization called Parents Defending Education. Quote, NSBA, that's the National School Board Association, NSBA cites a tiny number of minor incidents in order to insinuate that parents who are criticizing and protesting the decisions of school boards are engaging in or may be engaging in domestic terrorism and hate crimes. The association of legitimate protest with terrorism and violence reveals both your contempt for parents and your unwillingness to understand and hear the sincere cries of parents on behalf of their children. To equate parents with terrorists dishonors the thousands of victims of actual terrorism around the world. Have you no shame? Your letter to President Biden is a thinly veiled threat intended to intimidate into silence and submission the very constituents that your members ostensibly represent. Citizens are angry that school boards and school officials around the country are restricting access to public meetings, limiting public comment, and in some cases, conducting business via text messages in violation of state open meeting laws. They're angry that schools are charging them thousands of dollars in public records requests to review curriculum and training materials that impact their children and that should be open to the public by default. They are angry that pandemic-related learning losses have compounded the already low reading, writing, and math proficiency rates in America's schools. They are angry that rather than focusing on declining student achievement, large numbers of districts have chosen to fund, often with hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxpayer money, social justice and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs with finite resources. We will not be bullied. We will not have our speech chilled. We have a constitutional right to petition our elected officials, and we will continue to do so. This was a public statement released Monday, I think, and they have demanded a response from the National School Board Association and the Justice Department of the United States so far. No comment. No comment whatsoever. I will repeat what I have said over and over and over and over again. This parent movement spreading across America is some of the first truly, truly good news in America's public education system in a long, long time. For years, academics have suffered in American schools. If you look at nations around the world, we are way, way, way down the list of academic achievement compared to other countries. And yet, we spend as much or more money per child than almost any country in the world. And yet we are told, in fact, just yesterday in Michigan, President Joe Biden, in making a pitch to pass his $3.5 trillion spending package, made the argument, we're bad in education. He admitted we're way down the list. He gave the number down on the list where we are, and I don't remember, but it's way, way, way down there. So many other nations are above us in academic achievement. So he says, we're in bad, bad shape. What was his answer? Anybody want to guess? We need more money. We need to, and the word is always invest. Whenever you hear a politician use the word invest, substitute tax, because that's how they come up with the money. They raise taxes, whether it's through federal taxes, income tax, tax levies, you whatever. But just yesterday, President Biden made the pitch again. The problem is we just need more money. It has never worked. If you want to do a little research on your own, please, as I say constantly, don't believe me. If you want to do a little research on yourself, look up the school districts in America that is paying the most per child in their school district as compared to other school districts. And you will find that almost across the board, the school boards in America that are spending more per child than anyone else are towards the bottom of the list academically. There are a couple of exceptions, but they are the exceptions and not the rule. Some of the worst school districts in America are spending the most money. Good for this organization. May their tribe increase.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.